John chapter 11, 49 to 53. But a certain one of them, Cephas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You knew nothing at all, nor do you take account of the fact that it is expedient for you that one man die for the people, and that not the whole nation perish." But this he did not say from himself. But being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might also gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. From that day, therefore, they took counsel to kill him.
The following verse says, "Now this he did not say from himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was about to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might also gather into one the children of God who have been scattered abroad." The phrase, "gather into one the children of God," mentioned here implies that not only the death, but also the resurrection life of the Lord is for the building up of God's children. What does all this mean? It simply means that the resurrection life will raise up a situation through which God's scattered people may be gathered together in order to be built up for God's dwelling on earth. Religion's conspiracy helps in the fulfillment of God's purpose. As long as we have the resurrection of Christ, regardless of the situation among us or the conspiracy in the environment against us, God's eternal purpose will eventually be fulfilled. There will be a gathering of God's scattered people for God's building. All the negative things, the deaths, and the opposition will be the servants of God's eternal purpose. They will further the fulfillment, the accomplishment of God's purpose. We are on the mountaintop, and the flood waters are under our feet. Do not be troubled. As long as you are in the local church, as long as you have Christ as your resurrection power, and as long as you are in this flow and have this testimony, you may be at peace regardless of the death condition inwardly or the opposition outwardly. The opposition of religion, the conspiracy that plans to kill or terminate you, will carry out God's eternal purpose.